a young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Neustar.
Yes!
DJ Neustar.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect. The most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all this cash. Okay. Boys in blue who agree before the badge. Okay. The first pusher who ever made the stash. Okay. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like.
Yeah.
Thanks to the lames, niggas with bad aim. Thanks to a little change, I tore you off the cane.
Yeah.
Bullet wounds will stop your buffoonery. Thanks to the pastor rapping at your eulogy.
Yeah.
To little Kim and them, you know the women friend who carry the word cross state for a gentleman.
No.
Yeah. Thanks to all the hustlers, and most importantly you. The customer,
no.
The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house.
We in the house.
The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Look at how I'm chilling. I'm killing this ice.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house.
We in the house.
Rare Porsches, rare portraits, rare guns if you dare come near the fortress. This apple sauce is from the apple orchard. This kind of talk is only reserved for the bosses. Which means I get it from the crown. Which means you get it when I'm around. Rich niggas, black bar mitzvahs, mozel tov is a celebration, bitches. L'chaim. I wish for you 100 years of success, but it's my time. Cheers, toast to crime. Number one D-boy, shame he can rhyme. The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house.
The
rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Look at how I'm chilling. I'm killing this ice.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house. You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house. The rock boys in the building tonight. Look at how I'm chilling, I'm killing this ice. You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house. Hobie's home. Lukey, baby.
The DJ Neustar Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
Neustar Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ Neustar Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Hey, Donna!
Have you tried coughing
yet?
Oh, snap! That's right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the DJ Neustar Show. I've got all my shit all over the place. And that's okay, because some of you do too as well. But I'll tell you who don't. I'll tell you some people who do not have all their shit everywhere. That's right, they're very punctual and organized, and sometimes they set themselves ablaze. You guessed it! Rammstein! Oh, God. Let me just tell you something here. I just looked at myself in the camera and I realized I'm a douche. I'm just a fucking douche. I just did the fucking spirit fingers. I did some kind of gay movement with my hands. I don't know what's going on right now. Well, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Be sure to check us out every day, every hour of the day. Just go there. Click on things. And talk to your friend and mine, the Germ Freak. Germ, how you doing tonight, buddy? You doing okay? Feeling it out?
I'm a little tired.
What's going on with you?
I started a new venture today.
Let me tell
you
what I started. Brand new. Bud Light Lime. I am now a consumer of Bud Light Lime, and I'm loving it. If we're going to do new things, Frank, I say we get new beverages. Whatever you're doing that's new, I have no interest or idea about. Seems like it's tiring you out, whereas mine is cooling me off and refreshing me with a hint of citrus flavor. Bud Light Lime, ladies and gents. Delicious. What's going on? You said new venture?
Yeah, I work from home in my basement, but I've taken on an opportunity to work in an office environment, and I'm miserable and tired.
This is huge. You've never worked in an office environment. Is that correct? In a significant amount of time.
Yeah, that's definitely correct.
You sound so fucking exhausted.
I'm very exhausted.
When did your day start today? By the way, for those who aren't privy to the situation, this is a secret show being recorded on a Monday evening. So this is the first day of a long week at the office for our poor little buddy here, little piece of gold, the Germ Freak. So when did your day start today?
5:30 this morning, showered, shaved.
You started the week at 5:30. Let's rewind. Fast rewind. It's a new button on VCRs coming out about 25 years ago. About 2 years ago, what's your average wake-up time? You're working at home. You're your own boss. When do you wake up?
It varies because sometimes I work during the night, so there's really no definitive time. But, I usually, if I go to bed at, like, say, 3 or something, I'll wake up at, like, maybe 8 or so.
So you wake up at 8. Now you're losing 2.5 hours sleep.
And yeah.
It's got to be a nightmare so far.
I'm sad and lonely and miserable.
Sad, lonely, and miserable. Now, do you have a long drive now?
It's about an hour and a half.
Hour and a half?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, an hour and a half. So is this some kind of a special thing, or is this it for you? I mean, are you going to be driving an hour and a half every single day of your life now?
No, just for this week.
So it's just some kind of a training session or something?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'm sad, and I sit there, and I want to go home and be in my basement.
You miss your basement?
I miss my basement.
So you wake up early, you drive about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You're part of corporate America now. I mean, where you were before, but now you have a boss.
Yeah.
Is that right? You have a boss, you have somebody you have to report
to. I have a boss.
Do you like this boss so far?
Yeah, he's okay. He's a nice guy.
He's a pretty cool guy. Do you like the idea of having the boss?
I don't know. I didn't take a lunch because I thought I could leave earlier if I didn't take a lunch. But then once quitting time came, I was too embarrassed to ask if I could leave early.
Oh, you tried to pull that off the first day out.
Yeah.
I didn't take a lunch today. I'll leave early.
It's awkward
when you
have a new job because even though it's quitting time, you feel awkward saying to the guy, all right, I'm going to go now because he's still there, and he was there before me and he's still there after me. So, what do I do?
You want tips from me, somebody who's been in an office environment for years now.
Yeah.
I'm younger than you and you need advice from me.
Yeah.
You want to get out early and you want to use your lunch as time to help you do this.
Right.
You're in a fucking training session. If everybody takes lunch, who is training you?
No, it's just me. There's not a whole bunch of people there. It's just me.
Then why are you going there? It can be just you anywhere. You could be you at a fucking Hardee's.
I don't know why I'm fucking going there. I don't even know. I could do this shit at home.
You could go to a fucking deli and order a sandwich, and it's just you.
I sat at my cubicle. I've never been in a cubicle. I've never sat at a cubicle before, and all of a sudden,
what did you think?
I'm
did you like
cubicle.
It? Did you like it?
Well, I did notice that you could put thumbtacks in the walls, which I found fun. I made some designs when I was there.
Frank, I got to ask you. This isn't your cubicle, correct? It's just you're borrowing it.
I'm borrowing it from somebody.
If you had a cubicle.
Yes.
What would be the first poster that you would hang up?
A map of New Jersey.
You would hang up a map of New Jersey. Why? So
yes.
That you seem productive or because you truly love the state?
I love the state of New Jersey. I love it more than anything.
And this is this company in New Jersey as well?
No.
So it would be a little bit of a dig to them.
My area that I handle is strictly in New Jersey. So, but I'm very proud. But
really,
but what happened was the first day, the first thing I had to do was I had to sanitize the cubicle when I first got there, and that was a very difficult task trying to do without anybody seeing it.
Did you get there early so you could do this?
No, I didn't get there early. I was a half hour late, actually.
So you were late, and you took all your cleaning tools and utensils and went to work.
Yeah, I took I took a box of Purell wipes, and I took a bottle of Purell liquid. Unfortunately, however, when I tried to clean the keyboard, I poured the liquid onto each of the keys, but some of it poured into the crevices there.
You need an eyedropper. Just put one drop on each of the little keys. They're indented. It should be fine. And then get like a cotton swab and really go to work. Do some fine tuning on it.
Yeah.
You broke it though? You spilled it in the circuitry?
I spilled it in the cracks. Oh. And now the L button doesn't work too good.
Now, you know what's disgusting? The office keyboards have not been used by just one person. Those keyboards,
I understand that.
Those keyboards don't get changed.
They are.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
They're teeming with germs. You will admit that.
When you buy a new computer, you don't need to get a keyboard if you already have a keyboard. Keyboards rarely break. So that keyboard's probably been passed down around 10 times. I remember at work one time, we were cleaning our keyboards, and we went to this the one older lady that we have there. We shook her fucking keyboard out, and you could have sworn it looked like somebody just fucking punched an oatmeal cookie on her desk.
Ew.
It was disgusting. Just crumbs. Little cotton fibers, hairs, little fingernail clippings, just all this shit was out on her desk. Just a pile. A little pile. It looked like a fucking anthill sized if you flattened out an anthill. All over the top of her desk. And it wasn't that far off for everybody else's, because they're so old. I mean, people eat their keys, the crumbs from their fucking mouth, little saliva nuggets.
You know where you find
bubbles.
A lot of crumbs is if you pick the keyboard up underneath it. There's a lot of crumbs sometimes.
That's true. I probably have some. Yeah, I actually have disposable contacts under mine because it'll be pretty late and I realize, hey, I should probably sleep before I get fired. And I have these little wonderful things here. I don't know if you could see them or not. Yeah, it shows up pretty well on the camera. But what it looks like for the listening audience out there, it looks like a clear snail shell. It's just my contacts that are very hard and crispy. And if I do this, let me see if you can hear this really well. they will crunch, and it's fucking disgusting. And what happens is, since I'm basically a creep, I'll just rip them out of my eyes and drop them anywhere. It used to be I'd drop them on the floor, so sometimes you'd walk and you'd hear. But now I just pull them out and I leave them on the desk. And they get kicked under the keyboard. Whatever. But I don't have to purify my keyboard. Because it's mine. Whereas you today were using a keyboard that was passed all over the fucking the office. Like it was your first fucking dube. So you ruined the keyboard.
Well, I don't know if I ruined it, but I just I messed it up a little bit. And also I had to wipe down the seat as well. With my wipies.
The seat, now was it a leather seat or was it like a cloth?
It was cloth.
So now it looks like it's got lint all over it. You used wipes on it. So you basically ruined the chair.
Right.
Yeah. All because you're afraid of it. You realize that you're not going to get the farts out of the actual foam in the seat.
Well, I did the best I could.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, if somebody blasts a fucking a fart right into that cushion, it's staying there. It won't. It can't escape. There's nothing you can do. It's in that, and you sit on it, and now it's on your jeans somehow. The only way you can get a fart out of a cushion is by sitting on it and affixing it to your pants. It's really the only way. So you cleaned your desk, you cleaned your chair. Was there anything else there? Was it a cubicle for somebody that was out, or was it just a cubicle that they have reserved for people?
No, it was somebody who sits there was told that I need to sit there for the day, and so I sat there.
What a bitch. Could you imagine you go into work every fucking day? You're like, oh, I hate my fucking job. Trudge in there with your bag. You put your shit down. Like, ah, not so fast, Trevor. We got a bald man who's going to scrub all your shit down. He's got to sit here. He's going to be using your desk for today. Why don't you take your little laptop out to the fucking stall? Go sit on the shitter for about 8 hours today and do your work. They moved somebody who, that's their work home. That's their workspace. That's where they go every day. And now you're an interloper. You're in their spot right now. Did you think about that at all? I mean, like, would you go to somebody's house? Like, if you're renting a house, would you? Well, you did, actually. You have no concern for anybody else's belongings. You'll just put whatever chemical on there that makes you feel comfortable. Isn't that true?
That's true.
So they moved the guy. You sat there. And what did they do? They trained you? They gave you some shit to read? Or
Yeah, whatever. I mean, they gave me shit here, there, everywhere. Whatever. You know what? It was just a miserable experience.
Well, I mean, I was
on the verge of tears.
You were on the verge of tears? You were going to cry?
Yes, because I wanted to be home in my basement. I was homesick from my basement.
You just sat there holding...
I sat there...
Holding back the tears.
I sat there... looking at the fucking computer clock the whole fucking day. I was sad and I felt all alone.
Really? It was that bad?
Yes. I was just fantasizing about my basement. I feel secure in my basement.
You do. You love your basement. But let me ask you something, Frank. Those thumbtacks on the wall?
Yeah.
Were any of them simply red? God, this doesn't really come up too quick, does it? Yeah. Just thinking about your basement, your humble abode. You have your two computers, your kitchen upstairs, your bathroom upstairs, all your food, everything you know and love. Whatever, it's home back the years. I thought it was home back the tears. This is good.
Is that Simply Red?
Yes, it is.
You know how he got his name?
How did he get his name?
Well, when he first started out, the owner of the club asked him what his name was, and he said Red. And the owner said, "What was that?" And the guy said, "Red." And the owner said, "You know, he didn't hear him." So he asked him again, "What's your name?" And the guy said, "Red, Simply Red." And that's how he got his name, Simply Red. True story.
I believe it. That's pretty gay. So, Frank, did you bring any music or anything like that? Did you bring any touches of home? Did you bring a picture of your wife?
I don't do that. You know what? I held my bladder. I peed at 5:30 in the morning when I got up, and I didn't pee again until 6:30 at night when I got home. So I held my bladder.
So you
for 13
you
hours.
Refused? Did you even check out the bathroom to see if it was a possibility?
No, I did not.
You didn't even consider it?
No, I did not. I held it in for 13 hours.
Oh my god!
But it wasn't that bad because I didn't drink anything all day, and when I got home, my mouth was like cotton.
That's
sandpaper.
So disgusting. I cannot believe that. I just can't believe that.
Well, believe it.
So you're sitting there, you're holding back the piss. Holding back the piss.
Do you mind if I ask my wife something?
Is it something you can ask her on the show?
Donna! Did you put the air on? I'm dying down here. Well, can you put it on when you go up, please? Thank you. I'm sorry, it was very hot in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Frank. It seemed like you were awfully lonely at that little cubicle of yours.
I was very lonely. I just felt alone, like I was the new kid in school.
Just want your basement.
I was thinking of my kids and everything, and I just wanted to hold my kids and hug them.
Why don't you bring a picture of them in? and just prop it up next to the other guy's pictures of his family. Did he have any family pictures there at his cubicle that you stole for the day?
No, there was nothing there. It was a woman. It was nothing there.
She didn't have anything there, huh?
No.
A woman after my own heart. I do not have any personal effects.
You don't have anything?
Nothing.
You have a picture of your chick?
You know what it is, Frank? I don't. I have it on my computer. I have shit on my desktop. I have a photo album. I have things I can look at if I need
to. A little cactus or plant or something?
I don't have a plant. I have a coffee cup and a little stress ball thing that's shaped like a bull. That's what I have. It was given to me. So that's all I have. You know why? Because the day they say, hey, you know what, Ken? It's been a good run. I can just take my fucking bag and be like, yeah, eat shit! And walk out. And I don't have to go get that box and all embarrassing just open up drawers and... It was really good being here. While I'm watched by two fucking security guards or whatever. It was really... I really had a good time. We'll keep in touch, won't we? This won't hurt our relationship, will it? It's one of, just because we're not working together, we'll be friends, right? I don't have to do any of that. I don't need the box. I don't need my belongings because I don't have any there. I'm in and I'm out. And you know what? If you find some porn on the computer, sorry. Enjoy. That's what I say. I'm with that person you stole from. I wouldn't feel alone, Frank. Just stand up and cheer next time. Just terrible. So you didn't even go to the bathroom the entire day.
No, I didn't go to bathroom. I didn't eat anything.
What if you
either.
Had to shit?
Pardon?
What if you had to shit?
Well, I'd cross that bridge when I come to it.
If you have to crap, you will go in that bathroom. I'm guaranteeing.
If it was to the point where I was going to explode, then obviously I would have no choice.
Yeah, let me tell you something about the bathroom and work. It's not all about going to piss and going to shit. It's about taking legal breaks that they don't account for. You go in there with a book and you pretend to shit for maybe 5 to 10 minutes and you instantly gain 10 more minutes of break time and they can't say anything about it. That's why we go there. As miserable as it might seem, Frank, just stand in the stall. Read something. Do anything else. But I don't see
a bathroom as a place to hang out. I mean, people are shitting in there. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the shitters. I'm one of the shitters. Wherever there's a bathroom in an office, I will shit there. Some of the best bathrooms I've ever seen have been in office complexes. For real. On the real, Frank. You go in there, you sit down on that bowl. It's perfectly contoured for your bottom. You maybe pinch a little log in there. Take care of business. Open a magazine and read.
You hear the term pinch a loaf?
Yes, I
heard. What is that? What does that mean, pinch a loaf? I don't understand what that means. When you say pinch a loaf, what does that mean?
Frank, are you serious?
Yeah.
What does a loaf look like?
A loaf?
What's your favorite type of bread?
I'd say some nice crusty Italian bread.
Yeah. Now, if you shrink that down in size and make it incredibly dark, dark brown, what does it look like?
All right, but what do they mean when they say pinch?
How do you cut your logs? What do you use, a plastic fork? I hope you have some tension left in your anus so you can actually pinch it shut so that you can cut the shit.
Oh, so you pinch it when you clench your ass together.
I see that in the chat room when we talked about the ability to pass a log. Elvis expert left the room because he was saddened at the fact that his fucking pedophile fattened hero couldn't do it before he died. Imagine a person dedicating their life to Elvis Presley in 2008. Get over it. Fucking, 30 years? 30 fucking years? Come on. Jesus. I mean,
I remember the day he died.
You do?
Yeah, 1977.
Were you personally affected by that?
Actually, when I was told, I didn't even know who he was when I was 7 years old, so I had no idea.
Who told you that he was dead?
Like a neighborhood friend. And I said, who the hell is Elvis Presley? I said.
And did they look at you like you're a complete moron?
No, it was all good.
So now, how old was Elvis when he died?
42.
Wow. That's a little weird, right? I mean,
yeah,
you're how old? How old are you?
I'm gonna be his age in 4 years.
You think of how gigantic Elvis was, literally, and in stature as far as celebrity goes. Think of how big and well-renowned he is. I mean, he has assholes on the internet dedicating every fucking minute of their day to him. He was that big. And
No.
He did it all by the time he was your age, at least.
I you know what? I have very little respect for Elvis because I felt that he was a many things, and I don't think he had the talent that people said he did.
I don't think he was that talented either. I don't enjoy Elvis. Vanessa in the chat room says that Ken has clearly never been to Graceland, and yes, that's true, but I've heard about it.
He never wrote one song, ever.
No, he never did. I mean, he bought all the rights to whatever he had. He bullied people into signing their rights over. He stole from the blacks. Some of you might like that. We have a lot of people that listen that not too fond of the blacks. I don't know why. But Elvis stole from them. To have him be your hero is a little bit astounding to me. He's not, like you think about it, he was, how did he die? He was so bound up because he's eating fried banana sandwiches after taking fucking painkillers.
But have you ever had them, though?
Fistfuls. What, fried banana
sandwich? Have you ever had a fried banana sandwich?
No, but I bet it would be pretty good.
What about a banana, peanut butter and banana?
You could eat fucking grape nuts. Grape nuts and prune juice, but if you're taking painkillers like that, you're not going to be able to shit as it is. Why are you eating binding foods like peanut butter and fucking bananas and frying them? It's just not smart, King. This is my message to you, dead king of 30 years. Holy shit. So are you worried? Like, I mean, is that something that makes you feel a little bit weird that you're just getting into the idea of having a cubicle? And at your age, Elvis had already conquered the entire globe.
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion. Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much. Listen, I'm 38 years old. In a couple of years, I'll be 40, and it's a scary situation. I'll be the age John Lennon was when he died, and it's a scary situation, you know.
Now, were you a big Beatles fan?
I was not a big Beatles fan. I mean, I liked their music, but I didn't, you know.
You never had your Beatle breakfast?
I don't even know what that is.
Good. You know, let's just say good on that one. It is a little bit crazy for me to think that you're approaching, like, you're surpassing people that have died that you knew. Like, I had a sister who died. She was 32 years old. And I am 28 right now. It's bugging me out that I'm going to be 32 and I'm going to surpass her in age. Bugging me out completely. Such as you with Elvis. I understand Elvis is such a huge figure in your life. Elvis expert _2. But it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, like, have you ever had this feeling like you're going to be that age one day and they never could be?
Well, I never saw. I know, it was, you know, I remember being a kid in grammar school. And the big thing was, how old are you going to be in the year 2000? And I'm 30 years old in the year 2000.
Yeah, but did you know that you're going to actually, your physiological age would be much older than your actual age?
I'm not sure what that means.
That means you are much older inside than you are by the numbers. You live like an older man. I mean, you can't refute that.
I live a very conventional, humdrum life. I don't live the bachelor life you live.
If you had a rocking chair, basically you have the higher tech version of the rocking chair on the porch. Because the internet is your series of passerbys, and your rocker is your computer chair.
I have a porch swing, but I get dizzy on it, so I can't go on it.
The thing, you know what's weird? Every time I go there to help you out with your computer or whatever, you're always out there as soon as my car pulls up on that fucking swing, on that porch swing, like you're fucking Paul Pfeiffer waiting for me to hang out. It's creepy, and I don't want you to do that anymore.
Well,
do you do that for everybody? I mean, how long do you wait?
No, I think it just so happened I was getting some air, and then you drove up, but, you know, whatever.
It just so happened every time.
No, that's not the case.
Every single time.
That's not the case. There have been times where you came in and the kids have answered the door and this and that, and my dog.
It's all lies, Frank. Let me tell you about some other lies. What lie did you have to use to get around greeting people? It's a new job. It's a whole new thing for you. The office environment, the cubicle, having a boss, all that stuff, all new. It's a whole new world. They're going to want to shake your hand and invite you to the company. Did they extend the hand, and did you react?
I typically like to use the the poison ivy excuse, but in this situation, I could not, and I succumbed to shaking people's hands.
Oh my God! You tend
to be exact.
Ten? Oh, you counted them too. You knew every single one.
Yes.
If somebody was dirtier than the other, would you try to forget that they were there? Like if you could see that they licked their finger.
Well, actually, my boss he licked his fingers to use. He licked his fingers so they could be utilized as a lubricant.
What do you mean?
Well, he licked his fingers in order to grasp some papers that he was giving to
him. Oh, that is the most disgusting thing in the world. Why can't you just fucking flip pages? I don't understand. What's the deal? Why are you licking the fucking paper?
Like, right now, I feel so lonely inside my stomach right now. Because
you're home now. You're in your basement.
I know, but do you realize that I have to get up in 7 hours? I feel so awful right now. I just want to break down and cry right now.
Well,
I feel awful.
I don't want to make you any worse off here, but Ed is saying, our buddy Ed McGrath, who has frequently fucked rubber pussies, as you like to point out, he has said that you might have an STD because it can be passed. They can be passed from saliva.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling right. I'm just feeling sad. I just feel very. I feel like I'm empty inside right now.
Empty?
Yeah.
Why are you so empty inside?
Because I want to be in my basement. I want to be home.
You are.
I don't want to leave
the
house.
You're already there. You're doing the show. It's fine. Everything is normal, Frank. I'm worried about you.
I missed my kids when I was there, too.
You did?
Yeah.
They're growing up every day. 8 hours you're missing their life. 8 hours every single day.
Today I was sitting there saying to myself, "All right, how can I go home? What can I do? Can I say that I'm sick? Could I say that I don't? You know, what could I do?" And I couldn't think of anything. I was at one point I was gonna just leave everything on the desk and just take off in my car.
You're gonna flee?
Yeah.
You're just gonna completely drop everything and run home?
Yeah.
Your wife would have kicked your fucking ass. Kick your fucking ass!
I can't believe I have to fucking drive there again tomorrow. It's the fucking worst.
How bad would it be that you have to do if you had to do it every day? This is just 1 week.
I don't know how you do it, Ken. How do you not shoot yourself in the fucking head of the same fucking routine you do every fucking day? How do you not go cuckoo?
I'm sorry. Bud Light Lime can't help but make me sexy.
I mean,
it'll make you sexy too if you enjoy this delicious beverage right here.
Doesn't the ritual just fucking make you nauseous after a while?
It does. And Frank, everybody hurts sometimes. They all have to go and leave their families at home. They all have to make that noble stride out into the world to bring back the proverbial bacon, to make that money, get that guap, son. They have to secure the household, Frank. They forego seeing their kids triumph in Little League.
I don't know how you guys...
in the theater and at concerts and choir shows. They forego seeing their kids grow up, Frank. They let these things go so that their kids may live healthier lives. It's fine. You'll just miss them growing up, and it'll be fine. It's completely okay, Frank. Frank, what's going on? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I don't know. I'm just not for myself.
I'm looking at your camera. I can see that you're back in your basement now. You should be happy. This is your little happy zone with your stacks of shit under that little folding
temporary
table.
Don't you understand?
And all the fucking papers on the wall.
Right now, I could just fucking break down right now.
You could not just break down now. Frank,
Frank
has his
awful.
Head in his hands right now. Why do you feel awful?
Because I'm out of my element. I'm not used to this. I cannot handle it. It's too much for me, and I feel so alone and empty inside.
You are alone and empty, but that's what we all go
through. Excuse me?
You're alone and empty, Frank, and that's okay. It's fine. Are you all right? Are you okay? I just heard you either break down or cry or something. And that's okay.
Did you ever cry at work?
Never. You can't let them see you cry. I never really had to. I never really gave that much of a shit to be moved to tears at poor performance or need for more work being done.
Were you ever yelled at?
My people have raised their voice to me. I'll say that. But
have you ever raised a voice back?
Yeah, right back, immediately. Stood my ground. Still employed there today. And that person is not.
Oh, the farter guy?
Well, somebody. Let's just say that. But the thing is, Frank, even though you're alone and far away from your house and you're not going to see your kids grow up, and you're...
Well, it's only for a week.
Well, then you're making it sound like it's the end of your fucking world. Why don't you just man up?
It's going to be the longest
fucking
week
up,
of my
Frank.
Life. It's going to be the longest fucking week of my life.
Fucking man up. You know what the longest week of your life is would be if you're in the fucking Navy SEALs and you had fucking Hell Week. You have to sit in an office and not pee for 8 hours a day and then go home and possibly have a...
But I have a long drive.
Oh, well, how long is that terrible?
Hold on a second. What?
I'm getting up at, wake me up at 6. I'm going in late tomorrow.
Does Donna want to talk? Does she have anything she wants to say?
Ow! Oh, I just pulled the thing out.
Hold on a second. Donna? Oh. Donna!
Do you want to talk? we're doing a secret show. Do you want to talk?
About what?
Hold on, here she is.
About my job and everything.
Who's
and
calling?
How miserable I am.
Is she on the phone now, or what are you doing?
No, I'm talking to her on the stairs.
All right, we have a phone call here. You're on the DJ New Style show with a very distraught germ freak. Who's this?
Ron!
Oh, wow, that's very mean. Who's on the phone?
It's Tidbit 88.
Tidbit 88. Frank, are you still there?
Yeah, no, she's pretty much upstairs.
That's
already.
Fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah, Tidbit 88's on the phone. Do you have anything you'd like? Any reassuring words for Frank?
Frank, some people have to do this every day. You just have to do it for 1 week.
Yeah. Frank, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you hear him or no?
I hear Tidbit.
Then what the fuck are you doing sitting there smiling sheepishly?
I hear
fucking
Tidbit.
Fucking talk back to him, for Christ's sake.
Tidbit, or shall I say, Vonage Greenspan?
Can you explain what this is, Frank?
Or should I say Melon Ball Carter?
No, tell me what's going on, Frank. What is this? Why are you calling all these names?
Well, Tidbit has this fixation with making prank phone calls. And he utilizes many different names.
Well, what does he prank? I mean, does he prank someone or?
Well, he pretends to be other people. He tries to brainwash me too.
When does he do that?
Sometimes he just leaves another machine there.
Oh, he calls you.
Yeah, yeah.
So he floods your voicemail with all these different characters.
Yes, and he has all different characters that he utilizes. First, he has Vonage Greenspan. He has Melon Ball Carter. Paul Struben, many different people.
Okay, Tidbit, what's going on? Why have you taken to filling up Frank's voicemail with all these different characters?
Well, I'm concerned about him, so I call. But then if he doesn't pick up, I feel I'm not just going to be like, "Hi, Frank, how are you doing? I wanted to see how you are." So I just think of something on the fly.
Can you give us an example of one of these calls? I mean. We have a caller on the line here. You're on the DJ New Style show with Tidbit and with Germ Freak. Is this it's something Vonage? Who is this?
Caller.
Vonage?
Oh. This is Vonage, nigga. Frank, I was just wondering how you've been doing these past days lately from your new jobs.
You know what? First of all, I don't like
Vonage. I don't like you using all this foul language,
yeah,
Vonage.
I find uncalled for the profane.
Listen, I don't know who Vonage is. Frank, do you know who Vonage is? Who is Vonage? Is he? Do you know? Is he family?
I think he's a friend of my daughter. Yeah. That's all I know.
Vonage, how do you know his daughter?
I'm dating his daughter.
Oh, you're dating his daughter?
Fuck yeah.
And your name is what?
Vonage Greenspan. Or, like I'd like to say, Vonage, nigga.
You know what? First of all,
you
I
get these calls all goddamn day. You see, oh, you have 37 new voice messages, and your face just lights up like, oh, I've got so much business now, and you just hear Vonage, nigga.
You know what? I'm not enjoying this right now. I have to be honest with you.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's wrong?
I don't. You know what? You guys are saying very racial things that I don't approve of, and I don't want to be part of it.
Well, Vonage, I'll have to let you go. I don't know, Tidbit. I don't know about that Vonage you had, Tidbit. I really just
don't know. He's kind of a shady character.
He really is definitely shady. I'll tell you that right now. So, Frank...
I want to just say that Tidbit held open a bag for me, and I threw out my garbage, and he threw my garbage out for me. Just an FYI.
That's really nice to know. I'm sure everybody who's heard this right now is really breathing a sigh of relief because they're no longer wondering what you were going to do with your garbage.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, is he going to put it at the shore?
Oh, man.
Is he going to bury it in his backyard? Where's Frank going to put his garbage? Tidbit threw it out for him? I never would have fucking guessed.
Also, for a germ freak, he really keeps a shitty car. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know what your problem is? I told you I'm a germ freak. I'm not a clean freak.
But you're obviously a bad germ freak. Because
attracts germs.
Yeah, all that garbage
but it's
attracts
my germs.
No, listen to me, Frank. The bacteria that's generating. Do you remember when you got dizzy because you had all that sour latte in your car and you started throwing up? That's because there's milk bacteria and rotted food in your car. That's not good. It attracts
it's
pests.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting. You probably have mice in your interior. In your passenger seat, you probably have a family of mice.
Fucking maggots.
Yeah. That car is going to get robbed by somebody. I don't know. Caller, you're on the air. You're going to rob Frank's car? Who is this?
Vonage, nigga.
Vonage, I told you not to call back.
I can call whatever I want to because I'm Vonage, nigga.
All day, Frank. This is your entire voicemail.
Oh, my entire cell phone is just filled up with messages from the Tidbit
Wait,
Meister.
You have a messages all over your desk?
No, on my cell phone.
All over your cell? Does it work still?
The messages are still here, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I got a... If I got a messages all over my cell phone, it wouldn't work.
I wouldn't use it either.
I wouldn't use it either because it would probably be a terrible joke that Frank still doesn't get. Well, thank you very much, Tidbit. Do you have anything else for Frank that you'd like to point out or?
I don't really have. Vonage, nigga, peace.
I thought I hung up on Vonage. All right. Well, thank you very much, Tidbit. I have no idea what's going on.
Thank you very much, Tidbit.
Oh, God bless. I appreciate that. Oh, I'm sorry. Did not mean to do that. Frank, I don't know. Are they harassing you? Is it just him, or is it that unsavory barb?
The floozy's doing it, too.
The what?
The floozy.
You mean, I hope you're not talking about our friend Barbara.
Yeah, she puts on this foreign old lady voice. It's like an old Polish lady voice of some sort. I can't figure it out. She goes, something like that.
So you're calling Barb a floozy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why? I don't understand. I thought you were friends.
Yeah, you know, no, we're friends. We're friends. You know, we took a trip to New York the other day, and
you did.
Yeah, and she wanted to lick the elevator walls and everything, and I found it awful.
Really?
Yeah.
So she was just trying to make you react? Is that what it is? Do you really, like, if somebody says, hey, I'm going to do something disgusting, and it's only going to really affect them, like honestly, Barb licking a wall isn't going to really make you dirty. But does that still get to you?
Oh, yeah, it's disgusting because...
Because you don't want to see it.
No, I mean, she's going to be ingesting a lot of stuff that's not good for her body.
But what? How does that affect you? Like, why is it something that revolts you so much?
Well, because you know she's gonna be in my car.
Oh, so now she's like a carrier, basically.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
She's like Typhoid Mary.
Oh, I see. So you don't want any part of that,
right?
I don't know. I don't know how you're. Gonna, I don't know how you're. Gonna, this, I don't know how you're gonna survive at work. I really don't know how, because let me tell you something. There's always that one person. That one person that comes in, like, they're a little bit ill. I'm going to be a trooper. I'm going to show up anyway. Cough, sneeze, wheeze all fucking day. And next thing you know, everybody's sick.
When somebody sneezes at work, do you say God bless you?
Yeah.
If this person sneezes twice, do you say God bless you twice?
Just once. Like, you mean in series? Like, if they...
No, say somebody sneezes, then maybe, like, a couple seconds, a minute or so later, they sneeze again. Do you say, bless you again?
Sometimes I'll just go, hey! Hey! Or I'll say, hey, God bless. God bless.
Are you offended if someone doesn't say God bless you to you?
No, I could give a shit less. I mean, I think you are. You probably are. You look like...
No, I don't give a shit. Do you try to hold in your sneezes by putting your fingers on your nose?
No, I don't do that because I don't think it works. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Bonich, nigga.
No, it's not.
I know.
So who is it?
It's Halo Man.
So you're Halo Man. What's going on?
Nothing. Hey, can I give some advice to this guy?
Yeah, by all means.
Alright, hey, Frank. It's alright to be sad, but you just gotta have faith in yourself, man. I mean, if you put your mind to it, you can do it. And, you know, so just really try, man. I mean, it's like what DJ was saying. It's not like the fucking Navy SEALs where you have to, like, train and do all this hard shit. It's just for, like, a week. And you only have about four more days left. So, you know,
I feel so much better now. This phone call has lifted my spirits beyond recognition.
Keep going. He's almost better.
You know what? I feel like a new man.
Keep going, Halo Man. You are a medicine man and
Keep
a miracle
going,
worker.
Halo Man. I feel like a new man.
Should call you Dr. Halo Man.
Yeah, dude, man, you can do it. You can do it.
Listen, I don't know what I'd do without. You know what? You're a fucking savior,
listen,
man.
Listen. Save that you can do it for when he decides to attack a pommel horse with a broken leg.
Well,
can you do something else? Give him something else to keep going.
Keep going. That's all I can really say for now. But you just put your mind in something, dude. You can do it.
Thank you.
I don't think he can, Halo Man. I really don't think he's capable.
But, dude, man, if you play that sad music, it's gonna make him sad, dude. You gotta play some, like,
What sad music?
I like saying, everybody heard.
No, they're not. I'm actually playing Kiss in the background. Party every day.
So what do you think about this, what do you think about this impromptu show?
Do you want? Oh, Halo Man, have you ever heard the show before?
I have not heard the show before. I just got on and I decided I'm new to Pal Talk, and I was just like, "Hey!" And I just heard you over the mic, and I was like, "Dude, this show is interesting." So I was just listening for at least about an hour already.
Let me tell you something right now, Halo Man. The day that we need somebody to cheer somebody up, that's the day we need you to call in. You understand?
Yes.
Frank is a very melancholy bald man. Let's face it, he lives in a basement. He's going to need some cheering up from time to time. Wouldn't you agree, Frank?
I would definitely agree.
I mean, Halo Man should definitely call in and try to cheer us all up. Sometimes I got the blues. I'm not going to lie. I get down and out from time to time, and I think your you-can-do-it attitude is just what this show needs.
Yeah.
God, you say it in so few words. You're so good. You're so good, Halo
Man. I'm just trying to help, man. I live for my brother.
What about your brother?
I've learned from my brother. I've learned to help people and just make sure
Who is your brother? Is your brother Dr. Phil? Because that would explain everything.
I wish.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, thank you very much for calling the show tonight.
No problem.
Hey, are you naked? You
shouldn't
be, because you shouldn't be. That's no way to play doctor. If you're going to really try to cheer somebody up, you need to be fully clothed. I want you in a snowsuit and a scarf. Is that okay?
Well, you want me to what?
I want you to try and attack Frank's heart with kindness.
All right.
He lives in a basement, dude.
He does?
Said he lives in a basement.
He does? No. Are you sure? Frank, do you live in a basement?
Yes, I live in a...
Holy shit, this kid is fucking amazing.
12 by 15 room.
This kid is fucking amazing. Frank, we need to have him on more often. He needs to be like the third mic on the show, if not the second.
Oh, God.
Halo Man.
All right.
Hey, are you there, Halo Man?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I think I clicked the wrong button. So, Frank, are you really that down and out? Are you really that sad and upset? Probably not.
In all honesty, I am. I was very... Fuck!
What?
No, I'm trying to fucking print something. yeah, I was, whatever. Who gives a fuck anyway?
No one does.
What's next?
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with the Germ Freak. Who's this?
Halo Man.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. I'm sorry, who's this?
Halo Man.
Frank, can you just say that you're happy so he never calls in again? Frank, are you happy? You're happy, right?
I'm ecstatic.
See, it's
happy.
Not the time to call in again, Halo Man. He's still happy. Call him when you see that he's feeling a little bit sad. Halo Man, where are you from, if I might ask?
I am from Connecticut.
How old a kid are you?
I am, to be honest with you, I am 13.
Well, I'm glad you're being honest.
What?
Why are you calling a radio show at 11 p.m. when you're 13? Shouldn't you be preparing for back to school?
No, I don't have school till a long time.
Did you get your back to school supplies yet?
Yes, I did.
Did you get your box, your school box?
What is your favorite part of back to school shopping, Halo Man?
What is my favorite back to school shopping?
The favorite part of it, yeah.
None of it.
Is it buying used pencils and blank notepads? Because I think that would suit you very, very well.
No, it's buying rum and some fucking beer and drinking it.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
Bud Light Lime.
Thank you.
Did you have a lunchbox in school?
By the way, please enjoy Bud Light Lime responsibly. Okay, 21 and up, bitches. I'm not advocating seventh grade use of this wonderful miracle elixir called Bud Light Lime. For Christ's sakes. Well, we're going to let you go because you're creepy and young. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for, actually not even thank you. No thank you for calling in. All right, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? No answer from them, Frank. I got to tell you, back to school shopping was one of my favorite things.
Did you bring a lunchbox to school or round bagger?
I brought a lunchbox for 2 years. That was kindergarten and first grade.
And what was on the lunchbox?
Masters of the Universe. He-Man.
Was it a metal lunchbox?
The first one was. It was metal and it had little indents, so it had texture to it. The second one was cheap plastic, and broke.
Did you utilize the thermos that came with it?
Yeah, of course. You have to. What, you didn't use the thermos? What was your lunchbox, the very first one you had?
The Waltons.
The Waltons?
Yeah.
You had a fucking Waltons lunchbox?
Yeah.
What grade was that? What year? Did you also, were you driven to school by pony? Well, how in the fuck old are you?
I'm 38.
So you're 38. You had the Waltons. Now, why bring up the thermos? I don't understand. Is there some issue with
because,
it?
Well, because it's this big, bulky thermos that you get like a fucking ounce of liquid in. You know, it's just ridiculous.
You don't even fill up that built-on cup.
Did you utilize the cup or no?
Yes, you have to. It comes with it.
You know what I used to do when I was a kid? I didn't like white milk when I was a child, a kid. I still don't like white milk for real. And I used to take this is before the days of the choice of having chocolate milk. All you had was white milk. And I used to carry a little pill bottle with powdered chocolate in it. And I used to pour the chocolate into the white milk. And I used to shake it up. And I used to hide it under the table because I was scared I was going to get in trouble for doing something wrong.
Or get stolen from the other kids.
Right.
There was a kid in when I was in school, people, you know, brought their lunch or bought whatever. Very, very young. I don't exactly remember what grade, but I thought he was the coolest kid ever because his parents would bring him McDonald's. But then I realized that his parents were just really negligent. That he, like, showed up. He had 80s rocker hair. He's like, yo, here's a cheeseburger and fries. And people would always ask him for pieces of it. He would dole out, like, little segments of the toasted bun to people.
Did you ever get French fries at your in hot lunch in school?
In high school. Never in the fries that they had as in grade school were like the tater tots.
Yeah, back in my day in grammar school, we had it was like hot lunches came in little styrofoam containers.
The little trays, the segmented trays where the big entree pocket looks like Montana. Then you have several other smaller squares, and then like an Arizona shape at the top.
Yeah, and
that's it. That's all you're going to say. I'm surprised they had styrofoam when you went to school. Oh, you old fuck.
You know,
what was your favorite school lunch? You had to have a favorite meal, a day you looked forward to.
Everybody's favorite was Steak-ums, but the problem with the Steak-ums was the rolls. The bottom of the rolls were like fucking cardboard. They were always like fucking hard, the bottom of the roll. The pizza was round and burning hot, yet it was always undercooked for some reason.
It was round? You had round pizzas?
Round pizzas, and it was always undercooked. And and as soon as you bit into it, all the cheese went all over the place.
We had the square Elio's style pizza, but then we also had a very special day, French bread pizza day. That was huge.
Did anybody ask to have something, a piece of, you know, something on you? Like, if you got French fries, did anybody say to you, oh, could I have a fry?
Let me tell you something about the world. I fucking hate people that, yo, let me snag a fry.
Oh, I hate it.
And I'm like, what? What do you mean snag? And then they reach into your fucking fry bag and steal, like, three fries.
Yeah. They go, could I have a fry?
I paid 80 cents for this, nigga! Yeah.
And I'm like, not only do they take one fry, but then they go back again without asking you a second time. And I don't want somebody's grubby hands on my tray.
And the worst is, yo, let me borrow a fry. There was one kid who would say borrow. Borrow for everything. Yo, let me borrow a piece of gum. Yo, let me borrow a pencil. And you never see any of this shit again. Obviously, I don't want the gum back. I don't want the fry back. But pencil? What? Maybe you could give it back, you fuck. You're borrowing it.
One time somebody grabbed a fry, and I took his fucking hand. I just pounded it on the table. I says, you know what? I says, what the fuck are you doing? I says, this is my food.
this is my food. The best is that high school lunch, it just completely degraded into buying a sprinkle cookie and a milkshake. Like, we would go from buying these, like, you know, semi-nutritious meals. Like, you'd have the pizza and then, like, the cup of mixed vegetables with chocolate milk. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to bore you.
When I was young, I was embarrassed to admit that I liked vegetables.
Really?
Were you?
I was not embarrassed. I've always enjoyed vegetables.
It was not cool to like vegetables as a child. Would you admit that?
I will admit that. And I have to, even though I liked vegetables, we nicknamed a kid Vegetables because he was the only one that actually picked them up. I'll say right now, I think I was a little embarrassed to pick up the cup of string beans or whatever the fuck it was. I was a little embarrassed. I can't hide it, Frank.
Why is it embarrassing to like vegetables as a kid?
Because it's not what everybody does. You have to be the same. You don't want to step outside the lines and blaze a new trail. If you do that, you're weird. You'll be successful later on in life, but you're weird, and high school will be miserable for you. That's what that is. It really is bad. Barb is saying that she had Sloppy Joe Wednesdays and Pizza Fridays every other Friday. Sloppy Joes are probably the most perfect food in the history of man. The Sloppy Joe from the lunch lady. Now, let me tell you something. I love Sloppy Joes. I've loved them all of my school lunch career. I went to a deli and I said, oh my God, the special is a Sloppy Joe. And they come out with some fucking lunch and meat bullshit. I want the ground up meat on the on the bun that's now fucking completely soggy because it's got the Sloppy Joe sauce.
See, when I think of Sloppy Joe, I think of a sandwich with coleslaw on it.
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. That's what I got and was very disappointed with because it wasn't that ground beef and that sluicy red sauce. No beans, just ground beef. It was basically chili that they watered down a little bit with ketchup and like tomato sauce.
Did you ever smell ground bunny
knuckle,
beef?
Bunny Knuckles says manwich. The manwich is what it's called.
It's not a sandwich. It's a manwich.
It's absolutely right. But we always called them Sloppy Joes. That's what they were called on the lunch. What were you saying about smelling beef? What the
fuck? Oh, the smell of chopped meat cooking is just an awful, awful smell. You ever
what
smell
are you
that?
Talking about?
Forget it.
It's the most that might be the most one of the most alluring scents in the history of man. When I smell chopped meat cooking in a pan or oh my God, boiling in a pot. I am eager. I will never stop asking, hey, how's that meal coming? Chili done yet? Man, what's ready? I'm ready. I'm ready to eat. Absolutely ready to eat. Barb is saying that this job is brainwashing you into being a yuppie already. You don't like the smell of cooked ground beef. You're already upper crust now, Frank. What's it going to be? Oh, I hate when the caviar reaches room temperature. I hate
Did
it.
You cut the crust off of bread when you were a kid?
No, that's for faggots. Did you
Luke
do that?
Does.
Did you do that? Oh, I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry to hear that. What's the tough? It's a little too tough for his teeth?
No, well, before gymnastics, he wants to...
What?
He has some...
Excuse me? Before what?
Gymnastics.
Before he takes it, he goes to his sister's gymnastic class?
No, he has gymnastics.
Let me get this straight. Your son has never been to a Major League Baseball game, but he readily and willingly participates in a gymnastics class?
And dance.
Dance? And he cuts the goddamn crust off the bread?
Yeah.
Frank, what size dress is he? Because I don't know what to fucking say. I don't know what to fucking say anymore for your kid.
He does cut the crust off the bread, and he did go to gymnastics.
Why would you let him go to gymnastics? Was this a case of, like, what do you want to do, Luke? I want to do the balance beam. And he's like, okay, here you go. Here's the balance
you know what
beam.
No. It's just a place where they go and just, like, you know, just jump on the...
What, like Gymboree? It's not like...
Yeah, they go on the ropes and they shit like that.
It's a little different. You're saying like he's going to be a fucking Olympic hopeful in 10 years.
No, he's
in gymnastics. My son is a gymnast. No,
you know,
he goes to a fucking strip mall and bounces around on some mats. He's not exactly going to be doing the Iron
leotard.
Cross.
But listen, we had in school was mandatory. We had to take square dancing.
That was always embarrassing.
It was very awkward. Very awkward.
Sometimes you'd have to do-si-do with a boy. It was the worst. They would fuck up the order, and they would make you do-si-do.
Have you ever danced with a man?
I've never danced with a man.
Even in jest?
No, not even as a gag. Never.
I think that was a little bit of a pause there, so I think
no,
you're lying.
I never have. I've never danced with a man. Why are you bringing this up? Have you?
No, but sometimes you'll see, like, women, like, dancing together at weddings, like old ladies.
Well, it goes back to the old adage that it's acceptable for two women to do basically anything together, but two guys, nobody wants to see. That's the thing. No, two guys shouldn't dance together. I mean, okay, there are gay people in the world, but if you're straight, you should not be dancing with other dudes. Oh, what a feeling! What do you dance to? Have you've danced, obviously, you have, because you brought this up.
No, I've never danced. I don't dance, period. I think dancing is just an embarrassment of yourself.
Oh, okay, now I see kind of what where we're going with this. Barb is saying the one Guido video that we saw. Do you remember that video, Frank? We showed you there were a bunch of your Italian brethren at the shore, and they were dancing in what can only be described as like a bit of a crowd with a hollow in the middle, big circle where they're dancing in the middle. They're doing all kinds of gay fucking dance moves, and then in the middle of it, they lock hands and begin spinning round and round. And I think at one point they bump chests together. They're not wearing shirts, and they look very gay. And then, in a defiant move, someone who looks like a gay version of a gay athletic version of Chris from Best in Show slides in with his arms up and starts fucking dancing around. It is pretty gay. I'd say dancing is fairly gay.
It's very,
if you do it alone or with another guy.
Dancing makes no sense. What is the point of dancing? You jump around like a buffoon. It's just, you look like an idiot. You just look like a fool.
Frank, you should dance like no one's watching. Have you ever heard that? You don't want to ever be seen in a compromising position. You don't want to be seen to be a fool. You don't want people to think that you're not anything but cool. You want to be loved and respected. But it's just an impossibility. Look at yourself. You're moping about a fucking cubicle that most of everybody that you know has to go to.
Exactly.
So, yeah, exactly. You don't even pay attention to what the fuck I'm saying.
You said I don't want people to think I'm a buffoon, you know? I gotta be cool.
I'm a buffoon. Back to school? You doing
back
it for your
school.
Kids? You've already done it?
No, but back to school with the good old days, I used to get, we used to have like a little box, a little cardboard school box you used to put the crayons and the pencils in, little scissors, little Elmer's glue, and things of that nature.
Back to school was embarrassing. I liked it. I liked getting new things. I liked the new pencils, the new Trapper Keeper or whatever, the new backpack. But the things I hated were the new clothes, because my mom had a very... I was embarrassed by it, but a way of trying on clothes without actually trying them on. She would take these fucking pants, and to see if they fit me, she would wrap the fucking crotch of the jeans around my neck or something, and if it fit, I don't know, if it fit some measurement, apparently this was a good pair to buy. I don't remember ever trying pants on as a kid to get ready for school. She would just do the fucking wrap the thing around your neck trick that I have no idea about that was incredibly embarrassing. Because now I have my face in a fucking crotch of boy jeans, and Rob Giggs is gonna have a fucking field day. Eat shit, Rob Giggs. But still, it was embarrassing. I hated the trying on clothes. I hated the picking out new clothes. Did you? I mean, when you were going back to school, was that a big thing for you?
Well, back in the 80s, and when I was in middle school and high school, I was very into fashion. I went to Chess King and just shirts. And things of that nature. I cared a lot about the way I looked back then.
But not now?
Well, now my wife buys my clothes for me.
So you were into your clothes. What was your big outfit that you'd put on?
Well, I used to
people?
Have parachute pants with capizios and a serrucci jacket that I used to put the sleeves up to the three quarters up to the elbow there.
Yeah, until the bully at the school came by with his lunch tray and accidentally smashed his spaghetti sauce all over the new jacket.
So everybody,
that's spaghetti sauce. That stains.
Everybody wore Cerucci jackets, members only. I had a spandex shirts. I had Sergio Valente jeans. I had pants with all zippers all over them. Stonewash. Those are the good old days.
Now, you said you had a rat tail, right?
Rat tail, bleached rat tail.
A bleached rat tail. Do you have any photos?
I don't have any. I could not have proof of that because my father would have killed me.
So you didn't even take any pictures of it?
No.
So I guess we'll have to Photoshop some of you. You don't have any photos of you from that entire era.
I have a picture of me in my Sergio Valentes and my spandex shirts.
Oh, my God. Frank, we need those on the Heroes Talk forums. If you go to heroestalk.com, click on forum. It's right there. It's heroestalk.com.
You know, how come I put pictures of me up when I was a young person, but nobody else in this fucking room, with the exception of P-Roll, who will pick pictures of himself up, Nobody else puts pictures up.
Nobody puts younger pictures up like P-Roll does. P-Roll always has a new picture of himself, I don't know, trying out like second grade wrestling or fucking playing T-ball at 4 years old. Like, really, I don't know. It seems to be an obsession with P-Roll. He always wants to show people how he looked when he was younger.
You know, I want to see what you looked like in high school. I want to see what Ed looked like in high school. I've seen a picture of Ralph in high school.
I will find a picture of me in high school. I was very sullen looking. I rarely smiled because everything sucked, man. I'm not going to take any pictures. School is gay. Wait,
you made fun of a lot of people in school.
I did. You know what? I did, and I'm getting to the age where I will have a flashback to some memory of me mocking a fellow high school student, and I will completely feel bad. I'm like, oh, that's just somebody's son. And I'll think about it, and I'm like, oh, man. Here they are. They think they're going to be a fucking doctor or a lawyer. But no, all they did was raise somebody that's going to get fucking mocked and ridiculed by me. That's their big fucking achievement, and it's all my doing, and I feel horrible now.
We should take Best in Show Vanessa's advice, starting a thread of pictures of us when we were younger.
We'll do that. We'll do that in the Hear Us Talk forums. HearUsTalk.com/forum. Go to HearUsTalk.com. Click on the forums. By the way, Best in Show Radio, go to BestinShowRadio.com every Sunday, 11 to 2, on this site, HearUsTalk.com. Download their show if you don't feel like waking up, or if you love Jesus and you can't make the show, or whatever else you pray to. Sunday happens to be a holy day for several people. I don't know. You don't keep it holy, do you, Frank?
I didn't know it was a holy day, no.
You didn't know Sunday was a holy day.
Is there something going on Sunday?
Sunday usually is when people go to church. And I know you're an Italian person, so you have elderly relatives, or you did, that would never, never be caught outside of church on a Sunday morning. Isn't that right?
I suppose so.
Did you ever consider being an altar boy?
Did I consider it? Not really. No.
Anybody ever pressure you? Maybe. No. Maybe point you towards that.
I did not fantasize
maybe
about it either.
Jizz on you while wearing a frock. I don't understand. I mean, does this ever happen to you?
No. Were you ever an altar boy?
Never. Never. I'll tell you what. I credit my parents with many things. One of them is that they never made me join the fucking Boy Scouts, and they never made me be a goddamn altar boy. They never made me do anything that had an embarrassing uniform, except for Little League, which, you know, let's face it, you're not a fucking major leaguer. The uniform is terrible.
Were you good at Little League? Were you a good player?
I was not good. I could steal bases. I was pretty fast, but I rarely got hits. Did you played in Little League?
Yes.
I was maybe a bad player, I guess you could qualify me as. What about you? Were you an all-star?
I wasn't the worst player. There was always somebody worse than me, but I was not that good.
So you always made sure that there was somebody that you performed better than
somebody. Well, no, there was always somebody worse than me on a team.
Like the kid that was going to eventually come out as gay. Like 20 years.
I don't know.
He swings the bat and his whole body swings around.
Yeah.
I can't hit it. I can't hit the ball. And he only gets on base when the pitcher hits him in the face with the ball.
And then it's embarrassing when your father's there watching you and you get strikeouts. It's just a fucking horrible situation.
It really is. Now, why hasn't your son gotten into that? Instead, he's the fucking queen of the bounce beam.
He's only 4 years old. They don't have it yet.
Well, T-ball they have at four. Get him in some T-ball.
I don't even know what that means, T-ball.
You get a little...
Tether ball?
No, not...
On the rope?
No. You have a stand for the ball, and the kid takes a swing at it and gets to hit it, and they play baseball. There's no pitcher. There's just a little...
Oh, yeah. No, my daughter plays T-ball.
Your daughter plays it. Your son doesn't. Your son's a fucking...
They don't have it yet.
Your son
He's
does floor exercise and doesn't fucking play T-ball yet. That's good. No, that's okay.
Now, T-ball... What's the thing that's on the rope? It's a ball on a rope and a pole.
That's a tetherball.
Oh.
What are you going to do? It's a tetherball. It's no big deal, Frank.
All right, then.
What's that? You're trying to... What are you doing?
No.
You just said... All right. Okay. What's that mean?
Well, I mean, how much longer are we going to go on here for?
We go on all motherfucking night. Why? What, do you have somewhere to go tomorrow? I forgot. You have to go back to your job. Where you're all alone. and nobody wants to talk to you anymore.
On your getting back to school, on your first day of school, did you wear your, like, brand new outfit?
Yeah, you had to. You had to go out. I mean, you got to rock it. You got to rock that first day of school. And you have maybe five new outfits.
You see,
you work the first week, and then you have to mix and match, and then dip back into last year.
In high school, nobody wore nice clothes the first day because it was always like a half a day, and everything was always in shambles. So why waste a good outfit on a day like that?
See, I never thought about it as wasting a good outfit. That seems very gay. I just thought new thing. I'm gonna wear it now.
When you would get dressed for school, high school, would it take you a long time to pick out an outfit?
No, picking out an outfit has always been something that never really mattered to me.
It would take me a half hour to pick out an outfit.
A half hour?
Sometimes.
To just choose the clothes?
Yeah.
See, like, I could see that maybe if you're going to, you know, go to a wedding or something where you need to look nice. But, like, in my everyday thing, like, my work, who gives a shit? I go with jeans and sneakers. I don't care. And school, jeans and sneakers again. And this was where I always wore a hat in high school. Every single day I wore a Mets hat or whatever hat I had at the time.
Right.
Were you allowed to wear hats in your high school?
No, you're not.
Let me ask you something also, because there was a phenomenon. There was a phenomenon in the 80s, a thing that went around huge, the smoking lounge. Did you have a smoking lounge in your high school?
Not for students. Not for students.
Just for the goddamn teachers?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was always the thing. We had one in, I think, 87. They closed it. For the seniors, they could go out and smoke.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Why?
It's just wrong in all aspects.
Well, hey, you were a product of that era.
Did the teachers smoke alongside with the students?
I'm sure they had their own... Separate one. Again, 87, I was 7 years old. I was
17.
No, yeah, I know. And you were jangling your keys around because you were so impressed that you could fucking drive your shitty Mercury Topaz or whatever the fuck it was.
That's right, a Mercury Topaz, a four-door Mercury Topaz.
And I bet you the thing caught on fire. How did you end up getting rid of that thing? Did you run it into the ground?
Just too many miles on it. Then I got a Buick Regal, which was totaled. And then we had a Chevy Lumina. And then we had whatever. I have now, I think.
And then you just jangled your keys around because you thought
what
you were fucking
hot. What was your first car?
Shit. I had a Pontiac 6000 LE station wagon with the wood trim.
Christ.
Maroon interior.
Did you say the wood paneling trim?
The fake wood paneling trim.
All right.
It was white with wood paneling.
Was the prior owner John Voight?
No, it was not. This was a station wagon. It was my dad's car. And my dad had gotten a new truck by the time he was ready to get rid of this thing. It had like 200,000 miles. It was in great shape. And one day, like the day before I had to take the SATs, I rear-end a Firestone truck, get knocked out, and get a concussion. And the car is totaled. I woke up, and what happened was I noticed that the horn was connected by a few wires and sitting in my lap. So I see this. It's broken. I'm trying to fix it and fit it in place. And I look up. I see the top of the wheel is flat from my head hitting it. And then I look up even further. I see, the hood is completely crumpled and smoking. Amazing. Fuck the horn. I'm done. The car was completely totaled. My dad was really upset. He took great care of that car for a very, very long time. But, that was my first car with the fake wood paneling and all. You said you totaled your Buick Regal. How did that happen?
Yeah, somebody went through a red light, and I went into the.
Were you injured?
No. But I remember when it happened. As I knew, I knew it was imminent that I was going to plow right into the side of this guy's car, and I closed my eyes, waiting for the crash, and it was just fucking slow motion. It literally was slow motion. I closed my eyes, just waiting for that fucking. And it's the worst when you get hit by a car. It's the worst feeling. It's like your heart just sinks in your fucking, doesn't it?
All the systems in your body shut down.
Oh, it's just awful.
And you're boom! Even if it's a tap, it always seems like it's a fucking explosion. It's always the worst.
Yeah.
Always. And the thing about my accident, I used to drive a kid home, and there was no seatbelt. There was no seatbelt in the passenger seat. It would not retract, so you couldn't attach it. It happened that he was running late, so I ditched him. and then I got in the accident. So that kid would have been through the fucking windshield and dead, and I would have had a big fucking mess if that ever happened. So I think that's...
More ways than one.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Very, okay, very then. Good thing. I think we should probably wrap it up here, the DJ News Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Check out Best in Show Radio, Sundays, 11 to 2, on this very same wonderful, magical website. And also, Labor Day weekend, August 31st, 72 Hannah Street, Staten Island, New York. Almost got it out there. A lot of bands performing. Best in Show Live. We'll be performing. Church of Man Love, Tryptophan, Terrible Tim, and People. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to add tonight?
But this is us. Good night, everybody.
But this is us! Thank you.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!